How to build community pride, one pronto pup at a time. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, making sure everyone can go to the movies.
I mean, why would you not want a full house in the Orpheum instead of 50 people who could buy in?
But first, it's fall festival season in Kansas. Dozens of small towns across the state will host celebrations the next couple of months where people can watch a parade, enjoy a carnival ride, and snack on fair food. But the people who organize the festival say they serve a much deeper purpose. Downtown Valley Center was pretty quiet last week. But that will change tonight. Valley Center's 60th annual Fall Festival kicks off later today. It's 2 days of music, food, and a host of community events, like a competition to see who has the town's fastest crochet hook.
As a lifetime Valley Center citizen, it's just something people look forward to every year. It's the one consistent we've had in our calendar.
That's Eric Scriven, head of the town's Chamber of Commerce. He leads the volunteers who organize and put on the festival. He says he'll work 100 hours this week to make sure the festival runs smoothly. But he also says it's worth it.
You look forward to the rides and the parade, and there's so many memories of Fall Festival. Everybody in town has got some kind of a memory from Fall Festival.
That's the reason the festivals exist, and the reason they're important. Creating memories and community can help strengthen the bonds of a small town. That's true both for the people who live there now and for the people who grew up there but moved away. Ann Hanlon is one person who never left Valley Center. She has served as Grand Marshal of the parade, just as her parents and grandparents did. She says she looks forward to seeing old friends who return every year for Fall Festival.
I just think it's community. It gives you a sense of home. It, like you said, whether you live here or you don't live here, you still go back home. I think it means a lot to people.
The annual Fall Festival in Independence certainly means a lot to people there. It's a 9-day extravaganza called Neowalla. That's Halloween spelled backward, if you didn't catch it. The festival dates back to 1919. Denise Hines is leading the large volunteer organization putting together next month's celebration.
Neowalla is a very big piece of what makes Independence what it is.
The festival is expected to attract about 60,000 people, which provides a significant economic boost for Independence and Montgomery County. In addition to typical fall festival events, Neowalla also includes a musical performed by town members and the Queen Neela pageant.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Queen Neela the 80th is candidate number 10, Sarah.
Denise Hines grew up in Independence, but moved away for college and eventually settled in Kansas City. But she moved back with her husband, who's also from Independence. She got involved with Neowalla shortly thereafter. Hines says it means too much to the community not to.
The number of volunteers and the number of people that have put their heart and soul into this for so many years, that's why we would never want Neowalla to die.
You can read more about fall festivals at KMUW.org. The Tallgrass Film Festival is next week, and one of its goals is to make sure the movies are available to as many people as possible. The festival's executive director, Melanie Addington, talked to Fletcher Paul about what they're doing to make the event more accessible, including how the pandemic made film festivals rethink their approach.
I don't want to say the positive or the upside of the pandemic, but I think because film festivals who have been built on exclusivity and really, you know, income access, suddenly all had to figure out how to be online. And then once they figured that out, they realized that's really easy to just add captioning. And then they realized as we started moving back, some decided this makes sense, let's keep doing it. Some have chosen to go back to the old ways. But in terms of access, you know, for Tallgrass, it's not just about, oh, there's some closed captioning at home. We're actually having open captioning screenings from here on out, and we're actually going to be doing a couple more audio description screenings, and that's films for blind people. So, like, you have your score and you have your sounds, your hearing, but then there is another third almost track of a person describing what you're seeing on screen. So let's say it's Black Panther. You have a man describing what the Black Panther looks like, the visuals zooming in on him. So it's really, really, I'm terrible at it and I should not be an audio describer. But it's a really interesting way for people to experience what we take for granted, which is just looking and watching.
So you mentioned open captioning and the audio descriptions. Is there anything else that Tallgrass is doing this year?
What we've always done and we will continue to do is to make sure that all of our venues are fully accessible. We've also added back free screenings because economic access is as important.
That is definitely a barrier. I mean, accessibility isn't just necessarily about the type of body that you have and whether you're able to go to see the movie.
Right. It's an economic risk to be involved with film festivals, and it shouldn't be because movies are so accessible and so easy to see them. Everyone should have that access. And so we're trying to make sure we eliminate as many barriers as possible. One thing we are adding this year that I had forgotten, I really appreciate where you could just park your car once and get a free ride to the different venues. So we are adding a park and ride and shuttle situation for anyone who's trying to get to see a film. When I was a visitor in Wichita in 2017, that was one thing. I was very confused where I was at all times. And so having that ability to just park and then have somebody take you where you need to go is something that I think will be a nice addition to the festival moving forward.
You mentioned some festivals have sort of reverted back to what they used to do, and others are moving forward into continuing to increase accessibility. Have you noticed any kind of pattern as to which festivals are doing which thing?
Yes. Industry festivals are mostly moving sort of back into the way they were.
So those are the big ones.
The big ones that are there to sell films to distributors and get the big celebrity. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just not the format of most regional film festivals, which is about building community. And that's what we are. I mean, why would you not want a full house in the Orpheum instead of 50 people who could buy in? Like, of course, you want more people to see these people's films. So to me, it matters.
The Tallgrass Film Festival begins Wednesday. There's more information at tallgrassfilm.org. And one last thing. Jim Russell died last week. You probably wouldn't know his name unless you're a serious public radio groupie. But you're probably familiar with his work. Jim created Marketplace, the popular show on business and economics. It's heard by more than 12 million people every week on more than 800 public radio stations, including KEMUW. Another show he helped create? This one. Jim spent the better part of a week here in 2018. He helped us shape the vague concept we had for a new show into what became The Range. He helped us develop the show's format, the signature segments, and just about everything else. Most importantly, he gave us the confidence that we could actually pull this off. The only advice we didn't take from Jim? His tongue-in-cheek suggestion for the show's title, Doodah Daily. Thanks for joining us on Doodah, The Range. Our producers for this week's show are Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, and Lou Ann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.